Well, last week, outgoing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Chinese government has committed genocide against the Uyghurs in northwest China. He cited mass internment, forced labor, and the sterilization of women from the Muslim ethnic minority. And it's worth noting the Biden administration agrees. Here's Secretary of State nominee Tony Blinken speaking at his confirmation hearing last week.
Forcing men, women, and children into concentration camps, trying to, in effect, re-educate them to be adherents to the ideology of the Chinese Communist Party. All of that speaks to an effort to commit genocide.
Activist and leader of the Campaign for Uyghurs, Ruchan Abbas, joins us now on Skype. And Ruchan, when you hear that declaration from the U.S. government, is it symbolic or does it have any practical impact in terms of its effect on the Chinese government?
Well, what is happening in China is active genocide, and we have been crying out loud for years. I have been being very vocal and calling this as a genocide for past 2 years. So this is rightfully being labeled for what it is.
The plight of the Uyghurs, of course, hits very close to home for you. Your sister has been missing for many months, and I understand that you just recently found out that she was imprisoned, sentenced to 20 years by the Chinese government. What have you learned about your sister's fate?
We learned this news on Christmas Day from a third-party source. And this, you know, the news devastated the entire family, my nieces, my sister's two daughters. This is the indication of how dreadful the situation has become. The Chinese regime is unlawfully sentencing family members of foreign citizens, which I'm an American citizen, in a sham trials on the fake charges.
Are you saying that you think the Chinese government has put your sister in prison because of the work that you're doing?
Yes, absolutely. Only 6 days after my public speech at one of the think tank here in Washington, D.C., my sister and my aunt both got picked up from two different cities from about 900 miles away from each other. So that was a clear indication to silencing me.
What a nightmare for you and your sister and for, frankly, many of the more than 11 million Uyghurs who are in China, in Xinjiang province. What can you tell us about the conditions of these labor camps or these prisons that they've been sent to? What do you know?
The people in those camps, you know, according to former detainees, they are subject to mental and physical torture. Crematorias are being built next to those concentration camps. They are also being gone through almost like a constant indoctrination with communist Chinese ideologies. That's just for the people in the camps. Even the people living in a regular daily lives, they are subject to 24 hours Orwellian style surveillance to monitor their daily activities. And also the Uyghur women are facing forced sterilizations and forced abortions as a part of this genocide.
Can you explain the history here just a little bit? And I know you're so close to this story, it's probably very painful for you to parse it all out. But the Chinese government claims that the Uyghurs are terrorists, that they're insurrectionists, and that's why many of them are imprisoned. What is at the root of this conflict?
The root of the conflicts right now is the Belt and Road Initiative, China's blueprint for the global domination. But if you look at the history, it goes all the way back to the Chinese occupation of our homeland in 1949. Right after 9/11 tragedy in United States, the Chinese government started to label Uyghurs as extremists, terrorists, radicalized Muslims. Chinese government currently have 3 million people, more than 3 million Uyghurs in the concentration camps. Do you think all 3 million people are radicalized Muslims? No.
So you and other activists are trying to bring attention to this around the world, and it seems like it's working because the U.S. government is now paying close attention, as we've discussed. International reaction has been mixed. The European Union recently signed an investment deal with China, despite the human rights concerns. And the U.S., actually, at the same time, just banned cotton imports from the Uyghur region that make up 20% of the global cotton supply. What do you make of the reaction that different countries are now taking here? And what more needs to be done to put pressure on the Chinese government to change?
What the U.S. government did is a very important step. One in a five cotton garments can be traced back to the Uyghur homeland and the Uyghur slave labor. And so this is very important. But there are so many more things that must be regulated, including the tech industry. No products from the Uyghur region should be entering the United States. This should be a wake-up call to Western corporations and the other countries in Europe that they are completely complicit in genocide.
That's Ruchan Abbas of the Campaign for Uyghurs. Ruchan, thank you for your time, and best of luck to you and to your family.
Thank you so much, Peter.